The next subtopic over here is, we're slowly almost finishing this, giving Meiser to Kupata Kihila. Okay? Kupata Ir. The Meiser, really, from everything we said until now, real strict Meiser should give into Aniyim, not to other things. If it's something you're giving voluntarily, you're not giving all your Meiser to that, then it's fine to give to other things that you can volunteer to do and don't have to do. Something you have to do, so you can't give Meiser, because that's a Chiyuv. You can't be Yotze your Chiyuvim with Meiser. So based on that, the following. He says that, you know, to give to the Kupata Kehila, right? In other words, there's community chest that people give money to, and that community chest goes for many things. It goes for Talmud Torah, Bikur Cholim, Achnasas Orchim, right? Or all these kind of things. They're not really for Aniyim, but they're for Tzrochim of the community.
Is that Chiyuv on the community?
No. We're talking over here where you give it by voluntarily. We'll see a Chiyuv in a second. So, Lechara, Mikra Adin, it's not giving it to Aniyim. So it's not the ideal way to give Meiser, but for these things you can use Meiser, a portion of it. Okay, that's what he says. However, what happens if it's like here? We have a mas, a kehila, right, that comes off your taktiv, or my taktiv too, right? It goes for municipal things, right? It goes for the shul, it goes for whatever the, I don't know exactly what it goes. You want to elaborate on what that money goes to? You'd rather not elaborate.
For garbage collection and the beer and the water.
That's unknown.
No, he's talking about the moshav, not the...
Yeah.
And the guy cleans the shul, and
helps
pay the rabbi's paycheck.
Oh, then you really should give to that.
and electricity in the shul.
Yeah.
And some of the bitachon daytime, different tax.
That's a tax that everybody has to pay.
We're talking about municipal tax or a community chest?
No. First, we're talking about a community chest. Now we're talking about municipal taxes. A tax, that's what's it called? Mas kehila.
What check does that have for Meiser?
What? Because the Meiser, you're supporting the tzibur, right? But that's, since that's a chiyuv, you can't give Meiser for that.
How is there any taxes that would fall in that category? Income tax, everything.
Yeah, okay, in a remote way, but here you get the tzibur benefits directly, right, from your contributing towards the kehila. If there wouldn't be a mas, it could be that for the tzrochim of the kehila, and you volunteer for the upkeep of the shul, the electricity in the shul, whatever, you could pay a maiser from that. It's a mitzvah. You're helping out the tzorchei mitzvah. But since it's a chiyuv, you have to pay that tax. You don't have a choice. Right? If you live here, that's one of the chiyuvim. You have to pay that tax. You can't take that from Meiser.
So if you give more than the mas,
and if you did, you take it from Meiser, you have to take more Meiser to... You took Meiser for the wrong thing. What?
If you give more than the required amount, can you...
Yeah, so then you're donating to the tzibur. Then it's not the ideal kind of Meiser, because it's not going to poor people, but it's you could give that. It's like a mitzvah. Okay. Also, what happens if you have membership dues in a shul? Right? In a normal place, in America for sure, you have to be a member of the shul. So membership dues, if you want to be a member in the shul, right, you have to pay dues. It really depends. If you could get a seat in the shul without paying membership, they don't throw you out, right? But you get a permanent seat or whatever for Rosh Hashanah, but if you don't have a seat and you're not a member, right, they're not going to tell you, you know, to leave the shul. Some places they do, right? There's even a famous joke. The guy said, you know, he just wanted to come in for what's it called, for Ne'ila. He didn't have a seat or whatever. He said, look, you can come in, but don't daven. So if I catch you davening, you know, what's it called? You didn't pay your dues. Yeah. So if most, many places, they're not going to throw somebody out because they're not a member, right? They find an empty seat or whatever, right? So, on the other hand, if you want a guaranteed seat and you want a seat that's kavua, so you pay for it. So there, since you don't have to have a seat, and you could get a seat without that, you could daven in the shul and have the benefits without paying, but you want to be a nice guy and pay to help, then it could be, you could take from Meisher at least a portion, right, where you're not getting the hano of having that permanent seat, right? But whatever whatever's the extra, you know, you're doing it with the nadvus to help the shul, then you could, that at least that you could take from Meisher. But if you couldn't get a seat, you have to be a member to be in the shul, and you want to be a member, you have to pay. And then you can't take that from Meisher.
What are other benefits as well? Like, let's say, shul events, there's a member fee and a non-member fee. Or members come to let's say, Shabbaton for free, and anyone else who wants to come has to pay. So let's say the membership has other benefits besides the seats. You don't need to be a member. There's nothing forcing you to be a member. You can get a seat. You can come every Shabbos and Yontif and have a seat and dab in there also. But there are other benefits.
So then it could be that the amount that's accrued by being the member, now it's over the year, you're going to make back 100 shekel, right, because you didn't have to pay for your hot dog on Lag BaOmer, right, or whatever, only 3 shekel instead of 6 shekel was the whatever. So that's a big benefit of being a member, right? So you can add up all those 3 shekels that you saved. The chora, that you can't take from Aisha. But anything else, the chora that you're volunteering, so that you benefited, the chora that you could take from Aisha.
Let's say, like, you don't have to become a member to daven there, but if you want a seat,
yeah, that's what's wrong. Yeah.
Right. So then, if you don't have a problem really standing, then, but you know, you'd rather,
but having a seat does not mean you have to stand.
No, meaning you'd rather sit, but push come to shove, you can stand. So then can
so in that kind of case, lechora, if you choose what's it called, to pay that extra amount, then you can make a cheshbin of how much it actually is worth to have a makom kavua.
How much is worth to you?
I don't know. I don't know how to make the cheshbin, right? It's surely not the amount that you're paying. You're basically giving an adava to the shul, because you could have easily not been a member and daven in that shul. Elamai, you want the convenience of having a makom kavua. The chora makom kavua is not going to cost you. I mean, that's the going price, but you're not going to be willing to spend that amount, right? So you're willing to give a nadava to be able to have the makom kavua. But the makom kavua doesn't work that. How to make the cheshbon, I don't know. But somehow a percentage of that is what you're buying. You're buying a makom kavua, right? But really, a makom kavua is not really worth that amount. Basically, you're tacking on a nadava to the shul. So how much a makom kavua would really be, right? But I guess you could figure it out. Maybe I want to rent or buy somebody else's place, right? I'm not going to pay him the full amount, right? But I'll pay him a certain prorated amount for, he's not there in the winter or the summer. I want to buy his place, so I'm not going to pay him half the membership. But for the schus of it, using his place, he'll charge me something, then that I can't take from myself. Okay, I don't know exactly how to work it out.
Rabbi, you're going to have to figure out the answer to that, Shaila, because this year we're starting to build a new shul, and you'll have to answer the question.
Why, start selling places here?
Maybe we'll ask for nedava.
We'll ask for nedava, it's a different story.
Maybe
then they can take from Aisha. What? Well, then that's not a nedava. Asking for nedava, right, or telling people you have to give a minimum nedava is not a nedava anymore. Right? That's called a mas.
A strong recommendation.
Well, how strong is it? It really depends on that. If it's something that's so strong that somebody doesn't do it, is considered a despot and, you know, a porish menatzibur or whatever, then it's considered a chiyuv, even if it's not a chiyuv. If it's somebody who doesn't do it, it's just, you know, okay, Nebuch, not everybody can afford this or whatever, and he's not from the richer people, and therefore he doesn't do it, and nobody looks down on him except for the fact that Nebuch, he can't afford it, then that's an adava. So it's good to do it like that. Okay. Somebody wants to give money when he's alive, that somebody should say Kaddish for him after he dies. He has no relatives, no children, and he wants somebody to say Kaddish for him. So you can't take that from Isa. because people want, after they die, somebody's going to have to hire somebody to do, it's something that people feel a necessity to do. I had a balabas in Miami, and when I was a kid in Miami, he used to give this guy such sorrows. But he used to say Kaddish every day. I mean, he always had a yahrzeit. And he was always diving for the omelet or whatever, and we couldn't figure out how many parents could he possibly have had, you know, and what's it called, how many yahrzeits could this guy have? So then once I asked him, and he said he has nobody that's going to say Kaddish for him or on his yahrzeit, and he doesn't know exactly when his yahrzeit is since he's still alive. So every day he davens for the omelet, misafik, that maybe today is his yahrzeit. I said, I can't promise you, that's the guy that did. He said Kaddish for himself, because he knew he was never going to say Kaddish, so he figured he'll get it on credit now. Don't get any ideas, anybody here. And he used to have a yahrzeit every day, because could be today's my yahrzeit. I don't really know when it's going to be.
What about
a lot of herring and orange juice. But
that he didn't do. That be something. I'm also be chaver of Araya. But the omer he took, it was really sad. But as kids, we made the guy wish that he knew when his yard site was. But in any case, so that's a chiyuv. On the other hand, if you want to hire somebody to learn Mishnayos for you or something, right? That you could take from Meister, because not everybody does that. That's something you're misnadev to do, and especially if you're hiring somebody who's an oni, so you're giving them money, right? That you could do. But most of the time, people leave that to their children to take care of after the fact, not before the fact. Okay, let's stop here. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I tried to hide that from my wife.
So it says in there that you can use ad 75% for meiser money. What does that mean? Till 75%?
I don't know. When I told somebody asked me about it, I told them the following: they could use it for meiser money, but if they win, it's very possible the prize goes to Meiser. Then there's a big shaila whether you can give the money back to Meiser and just keep the prize. That's like, a little knot. In other words, if you win the $50,000 prize and you spent 100 shekel for the thing, right, and then you win and the $50,000 now goes to Meiser, and you decide, well, you know what, I'll give the 100 shekel that I gave them for Meiser back and keep the $50,000. It could be you could do that, but
isn't
it's not so possible.
Isn't that the only thing you're having?
What?
So
you may have to do that. Not to them, but you may have to give it to Meiser, yeah?
The Hanada you paid, the 100 shekel that you saved on the ticket? Meaning I could have paid my own 100 shekel. I won this from this ticket. I could have paid the 100 shekel
for what?
To enter in to win this. But I had enough of 100 shekel from my money, so then I paid.
Yeah, that's the svara why you can keep the present and give back the money, the 100 shekel. But it's not really like that. I use Meiser to buy this thing. So now, whatever I win is Meiser's.
But if you don't win, what happens?
So then you gave it a dollar.
That's 100 shekels.
Right, so it could be that's why 75%, probably because the odds of your winning anything, right, are probably a lot less than 75%, right? If you go by what we ever won, the odds are like 99.99% that you won't win, right? Or maybe even 100%. And therefore, the chances of winning are not better than, there are not, what's it called, better than 25%. So 75% you're giving tzedakah. It's a 25% chance that, I think that's a svara, that you may win. Maybe. I don't know. So therefore.
So then you sell four tickets?
Right. But the problem is.
And you guarantee the win?
Doesn't it the money you give?
Yeah, 100%. But if you win, then why shouldn't that prize go to tzedakah?
The whole thing or 10%?
No, the whole thing. The whole thing should go to tzedakah because you bought that with Meiser, so it's Meiser's prize. It's not yours.
The money that's coming in is all people giving to tzedakah. The prizes that are all being offered are donated, like they were.
Right.
Yeah, so that doesn't make a difference. But if you didn't claim your prize and gave it back, so they would have that money. They're not going to not donate the prize. They'll keep it. Asa Machin will keep it.
No, and one of the prizes is a new car. So they got some car company to donate the car.
Right.
And they're not going to. What happens? Donating the car to encourage people to donate Asa Machin.
So 1 second. And what if the person who wins it says, "I don't want it"? Who gets it? The car place or Asa Machin?
We'll raffle off next year.
They take the car and they can sell it if they want. They don't get the money instead.
Who?
The person who wins.
No, but what's the person who says, "I don't want a car, I don't want the money"?
Symbol.
Who gets that card?
Asa Machin. For another fundraiser.
What?
Asa Machin gets it.
I assume so.
So Asa Machin is going to have that car if you don't take it. If you take it, you're taking it from Asa Machin.
So what? But that doesn't matter.
What?
What about?
Because I won that with Meiser money. Meiser, I didn't win it. That ticket belongs to Meiser.
That car does not belong now to Asa.
If I gave 100 shekels to Hektish, and I used that 100 shekels somehow to buy a raffle ticket, so who wins it? Hektish.
So of course this the
value. No. What about now? We're talking about the shul fund. Yeah. Let's say we say Nadava, you don't have to do it. You don't have to give anything. But anybody gives $1,000 to the shul fund, it's in the Dabba, for myself, whatever you want, it's all voluntary. We'll give you a beautiful leather-bound art school sitter. So now the leather art school sitter belongs to Meiser? No.
If you take the 1,000 shekel from Meiser?
Yeah. You gave 1,000 shekel to the shul, you get the
Matthias. Meiser doesn't own the car at this point.
Yeah, but you don't either.
They make tons of money.
Yeah, you do.
What difference does it make? No, because you didn't use your money to buy that ticket. You used somebody else. What happens if I use somebody else's money? I never gave it to me. I go and take somebody's money and buy a ticket, right? And it's not mine. He didn't give it to me, right? He just, what's it called? I took his money, I bought the ticket, right? I can't just give him back 100 shekel. He won the thing. It's his. I took somebody's money, right? I didn't make it mine. I was never called to it, and I bought a lottery ticket. And he won $10 million.
No, so Rob bought two lottery tickets, one for himself and one for somebody else, and he hasn't given the other one over.
So you say
we bought ticket number FSFSFS1, FSFSFS2,
so?
Right? One that Rob bought for himself, and the other one he bought for his friend.
Okay.
Right? And the one which you bought for your friend, that was the one which won.
Okay, so?
No.
You passed out before or after you gave it.
Now what happens?
Yeah, and you haven't given the ticket over to your friend.
I don't know if it was Zach and Lowenstein, I was Zach with that ticket. But what are you making complicating? I took your money and went to buy you a raffle ticket.
Okay.
Right?
So
and it won.
Yeah.
I don't get the money.
What happens if you borrow the money from myself, like with a tonight? If I win, then
it's still Meiser money.
No, but it can take money. Meiser is not an entity.
Sure it is.
It's your money.
It's not my money. No.
It's not my money.
You
have to give.
It's not my money. It's not my money. It's Meiser's money. When I separate that from Meiser, it belongs to Meiser. If I lose it, I have to give. I have to replace it.
Let's say I have $10,000 I made this year. So I'm entering into this raffle, writing out a check. Now, if I lose, I'll count it as Meiser.
Yeah, that's what she just said. Right. In other words, what's it called? I have 100 shekel of.
I'm not separating.
I have 100 shekel of Meiser money in my pocket and 100 shekel of my money, and I lose 100 shekel. I say, well, too bad, the Meiser lost. Mm-hmm. You know what's it called? How do you know it was the Meiser one that lost? Maybe it's yours.
You can't give $25 from your Meiser money to Asa Machin.
100%.
Right. So if I lose, then this money I just gave it to Asa Machin.
So in other words, that's a different story. I'm not giving it to Asa Machin to begin with from Meiser.
Right.
I'm giving my money now. If I happen not to win anything, then I'd like that to come from Meiser or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe that's why they say 75%. So this is always some chelik of the money that's real money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just borrow it from
First of all, that's what everybody does anyway.
Borrowing it.
But anyway, the whole premise that you're buying a ticket is not similar to buying a lottery.
Why?
Because there, because by lottery, your mom is buying a schut.
And here
people, when people give tzedakah, everybody knows that's not the idea of it. Basically, you're giving a donation.
No,
and they give
people
you
when they buy these tickets, they buy it because they want to win.
It's not true.
If Raheli wins, it's not the whole. It says, please give me 100 shekel for whatever, you'll give me like 2 shekel. But if you say 100 shekel and maybe you win a cup, you'll be more happy.
Yeah, if this wasn't right, my sir, if it wasn't my sir, just a raffle for a car, you wouldn't pay that much.
Because you're hoping you're going to win.
But you wouldn't pay that much.
If you don't win, you're not going to be sorry about it, so you gave 100 shekel. But you're hoping you're going to win.
You wouldn't pay that much for
it.
What? If it's not my sir.
I know that it's give incentive to everybody else to give you lots of money for it. But they don't want, I mean, if you win the 200,000 shekels worth of gold, that would be very nice if you want to miser that again and give it to them. But that's not...
Yeah, but if you take money from Meisr and buy a ticket, it's Meisr's ticket. The Chora. So maybe you should do that. Have in mind that you're giving this money no matter what. Right? It's yours. Okay? If you don't win, then you'll make a cheshbon that you gave that to tzedakah.
But why is it Meisr?
The Rav just said a riot is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When a person hopes to win. That's not true. Because let's say a person had an opportunity to buy a 100 shekel lottery ticket, he wouldn't spend the money on that. Oh, but give it to tzedakah. I say, yeah, alhamdulillah, so maybe this also an extra side benefit.
Why, people buy pious tickets all the time? Doesn't go to tzedakah?
So if, in the Hanami, if a person would do that, then fine, he's going to go for a lottery ticket. But if we never buy a lottery ticket, he's only giving for tzedakah, then, he happens to win.
Yeah, some stranger was
yeah, so then
saying,
fine, then that's even worse. Then I'm surely giving it to tzedakah, and it's not my money. I'm giving it for Meisr. I'm giving my money.
You're trying to give a donation. You're giving a donation, and you're just getting a...
Yeah, but I gave it. I didn't give a donation for my money. I gave him my donation for Meisr.
The money is not going to buy the ticket. The money is going. The ticket is a encouragement.
But you wouldn't own the ticket. So why do they think that?
Why do they think what?
The government doesn't tell you, listen, you're going to get, you pay as a mitzvah 100 shekel, you get a ticket. And if you win, so the car belongs to the government. And if you don't, there's not taxes. It's a tax, the whole 100 shekel is tax deductible, donation to a mitzvah. Whether you get a raffle ticket, they get a raffle ticket. They don't care. So why does Meisr care?
Yeah, because they know that you're not going to win. That's right.
And you know something, you know you're not going to win. You're not entering into it because you're buying a car. You don't think, buying a car for 100 shekels.
Sorry, Ian, I'll look into it. I don't know.
It's not that the Israel is giving you a car. They're not giving you a car. They have a lot with all these.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference who's giving you the car. But the ticket gave you the car, and that ticket belonged to Meisr. Forget about Israel Mitzvah. Israel Mitzvah is not giving you anything. The ticket gave you the rights to that car. Whose ticket was that? Meisr. So the ticket gave Meisr the rights to the car.
Why only 75%?
I don't know. I never. This doesn't make sense.
But if you say I'm laying out the money,
I think that's because the odds are for sure 75%. You're not going to win. So
two families won last year on the Lashon.
What did they win?
Wow, I got just
a year of cleaning and all supplies.
Yeah, 15,000 shekels.
And one won a whole stereo system and discs and music and stuff.
Well, okay. I don't need a stereo system and I don't need any cleaning, so we're not.
Well, if you say I'm laying
the Robinson did. Cleaning help.